Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
We're back with episode 130 of the Talking Hockey Podcast. We took a little hiatus over the holidays.
Christmas break.
Well, actually, it's our Luke break because he went to Arizona. And then
he just abandoned it.
He's not even here today. So instead, we brought our TikTok content creator, Nick.
Yes, hello.
Who may take clips from this episode and make TikToks out of it, you know? Those ones won't do well, though. He only makes the meme content, just what goes off these days. So.
Well, he could probably make a TikTok on the 10 greatest athletes of all time and get
100,000
likes on it based off of how controversial the list is, because I feel like mine's going to get a lot of hate.
So we hope you all had a good Christmas, and welcome to 2023. We're going to have the best Talking Hockey year ever.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Talking Hockey Podcast. It's your favorite. Producer Luke here to remind you to follow and subscribe on whatever streaming service you use. Leave a review on Apple, visit our website, talkinghockeypodcast.com, and follow us on Instagram at Talking Hockey for daily content. Now, let's get into today's episode with your favorite group of guys, Luke, Eric, Ty, and Martin.
So let's start with, I'll start with mine.
Can I do a little thing beforehand?
Okay, Nick wants a plug.
Yeah,
shout out Instagram, and we just create our YouTube today, so by now we'll have a couple videos up, so subscribe to Talking Hockey's YouTube
Shorts, new YouTube money maker.
Yeah, 55% of revenue, or 45% of revenue. On YouTube. There we go. Okay. So I'm going to start with my honorable mentions because I feel like give you some context for the list.
Did we tell people what we're doing?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
I don't know.
Right now, we're ranking the top 10 greatest athletes of all time. Everyone kind of prepared their lists. I prepared mine a while ago. We kind of tossed in Nick last minute, so he literally created this like 10 minutes ago. So I don't even know if he's finished yet. He might be writing shit.
Oh, I finished.
Oh, he finished.
Pretty easy.
His is gonna have
like 8 NHL goalies, and they're gonna all be trash.
That's a toss.
I made it realistic.
All right. We'll see.
Is there a single NHL goalie on it?
No.
Good.
Wow. Okay.
That's a good start. Okay, so my honorable mentions. I'm gonna start off with a couple hot takes. Michael Jordan.
Whoa.
It was an honorable mention.
Yeah. And I can be convinced to put him in my top 10. We'll see. We'll discuss. Tom Brady.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
No.
Not on
Tom
your
Brady.
List.
Obviously, LeBron James. You know, Michael Jordan doesn't get on it. LeBron James
better not get on it.
Yeah.
Tom Brady would be on it if he didn't cheat.
Wow.
He wasn't a cheater. He'd be on.
There you go. That's a good start.
Sure, yeah. Nick's not gonna like my list then.
Sure.
Lance Armstrong, you know, just because he got caught for the drugs and all the things.
I didn't even
consider him. He doesn't count. But you know, he's a legacy play. Bo Jackson, didn't include him.
Again,
if I'm not including Tom Brady, I don't know if I can include Bo Jackson.
But because Bo Jackson was like an all-star of two. Sports.
I know. And I get it, but I'll have my reasonings for some of this stuff. Joey Chestnut, also honorable mention.
Oh, dude.
The greatest
consider him?
The greatest all time at his sport.
I don't know why he's not on.
I didn't consider him at all.
Clearly the most dominant. The amount of world records he holds in eating is unparalleled. It's Gretzky level. But he lost out simply because of legacy. You know, he doesn't have the same legacy in popular culture as, you know, some of the other guys on my list. And also, you know, not as much competition. You know, there's only a couple thousand professional, I don't know how many people do professional eating, but probably not that many. So, you know, he's there too. And then obviously Maradona as well, because I can't have three soccer players in my life. So, having said that, my top 10. Should I start from 1 to 10 or go 10
to
1?
No, 10 to 1.
10 to 1.
Yeah, don't pull on okay. me. Last time I did this, started at 1, got roasted for it.
Yeah.
Never all right, so at number 10, again, this is probably a bit of a hot take, but Rafael Nadal in the top 10.
It depends greatest, on.
Yep.
Do you have any other tennis players?
I have one other tennis player.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
The fact that both of them are in the top 10.
I have two tennis players in the top 10. It was a bit of a hot take, but I was like, I can't it was so hard not to include him. Like he dominated tennis in the most competitive era in tennis, right? Like it's never been this competitive. You got Nadal, you got Djokovic, you got Federer, who's dominating. You got all these guys that have been at the top of their games, and Nadal's kind of, I think he's outpaced the rest of them. But he doesn't get it higher because he hasn't dominated. You know, Djokovic is still very competitive with him in terms of titles. Federer is, etc. So that's why he's at number 10. Can be argued that he can go out for Jordan, but yeah.
I think that he like my whole life. I mean, I watch tennis, just like the major tournaments, right?
Mm-hmm.
And even now, he's still like really good. He's still, you know,
he's almost 40. Yeah, he's old.
Has
he's
one
dominating.
Working leg. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a toss up between him and Federer. But I feel like he just edges him out now because he just has more titles, basically. It basically just came down to titles. And I don't know. I've been cheering for him since I was a kid. So that was my bias. But at number 9, I got Simone Biles. So the most dominant gymnast of all time, way ahead of her competition. So when I was considering this list, okay, and I want everyone to mention what they weighted and how they considered things. But I looked at four things. Talent, so just, you know, how good are they, you know, at their sport. Legacy, so what did they accomplish? How are they viewed by the public? All that kinds of stuff. Success, so, you know, did they win titles or did they just dominate and, you know, not win a lot of things? And then competition. So competition is in who were they playing against or competing against and how much better were they compared to everyone else, right? So Simone Biles was so far ahead of her competition. Like, she did shit that nobody's ever done in gymnastics before and possibly will ever do. And mm-hmm. So she had to get number 9. Could have even put her higher, to be honest. The only reason she went lower is because gymnastics isn't played as much as some other sports.
I only see it at the Olympics. The exactly. Summer Olympics, right?
Exactly.
Well, and also gymnasts don't have a long career.
But it's done more. There's world championships.
Right. I know, but I only
like
see
biggest stage. Yeah.
I only see these or hear about these at the Olympics, right? Any Olympics, like other than like the track and field, you know, 100-meter runners, who maybe you have one on your list. I don't know, but
we'll
maybe
see.
You do. We'll see. Stay tuned.
Yeah, we'll
but,
see.
You know,
stay tuned.
That's the only one. That you
stay
know
tuned.
You see a lot, like I watch the track and field world championships every year.
There's,
I don't watch the world gymnast
see swimming and stuff.
How yeah, swimming wait, sometimes.
Hey, you're moving ahead of the list here. Okay. At number 8, we have Pelé, who rest in peace, just passed away a couple days ago, actually, or a week ago or something.
A week ago, yeah.
Second greatest soccer player of all time. Behind the current GOAT of the sport. No spoilers for who that is. I don't like, you know, 4 World Cups, dominated in all of them, started dominating when he was 17, never went to Europe and stuff. So people, you know, don't give him credit for going into some of, you know, the really competitive leagues in Europe. But Brazil at the time, like what people don't realize is Brazil was just as competitive as a lot of the European leagues. Basically, at the time, anyways. Now, obviously, you know, the Premier League and La Liga and stuff are way higher quality than Brazil. But, you know, 50 years ago or whatever, 60 years ago, it was very similar. So I don't think people give enough credit to him for that. And he dominated at the world stage, just killed it everywhere he went. So he's at number 8. Is that you thinking that was low, Martin, based off of your reaction?
Yeah. Maybe a little
yeah.
low.
Okay.
Depends all who right. we have up there.
So above him at number 7, I have Muhammad Ali. Greatest boxer of all time. Again, I'm not a boxing aficionado, so I can't speak to him versus Floyd Mayweather, whoever, whatever the garbage you want to throw at me. But he also, his legacy is far greater than almost any other athlete in anyone's top 10, right. Probably.
And right? Like when you look at other like Floyd Mayweather from today's era, right? Like that guy's a dickhead. Right?
Yeah,
the guy's an idiot. He's
also blown through like multiple wealth.
Yeah, right.
He's gained riches and then blown through it.
Exactly,
gained riches and then,
like if we're gonna
which
go
is kind
just
of impressive.
But if we're like gonna go just off of talent too, like he also like you know you watch videos of him like boxing guys and it's just crazy watching it. You know, like you just see him like dodging these freaking punches and all this shit, and it's just like it's just entertaining. It's fucking awesome to look at. You watch Floyd Mayweather, you're kind of bored the entire time.
Yeah, like that whole fight he had with was it Conor McGregor a couple years ago?
He also tied Logan Paul, so I mean,
yeah, and he also tarnished his legacy there. I didn't even put Floyd Mayweather as an honorable mention. I don't think he deserved it. And Muhammad Ali, obviously, he had the whole like legacy thing and politics too with the war and the draft and everything like that. And I think he had like a long-standing impact outside of just the game. So that's why I had him there. Ahead of him, and I was tossing these two back and forth, Serena Williams, obviously, the only other tennis player on the list. The most dominant women's tennis player of all time. I see Ty's face. He doesn't like it.
Why don't you like this, Ty?
And way better than any other woman ever. Like, not even, like... It's not even close. It's like, it's so far above. Yeah. She's so far above anyone.
She's nuts.
Else.
She's,
you know, I hear the arguments, you know, oh, you know, she played male players, blah, 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 blah. Nah, I'm talking about in their sport. In women's tennis, it isn't even remotely close. Like,
because,
there's nobody that touched her.
Because, I mean, if you watch what McKinnon, cancel me. Luke might have to censor what I'm about to say. But like,
oh god.
Let's have it, Ty.
It's when you watch Serena Williams and when you even see her, like she is like a big girl. Right?
She's a beast.
Right.
Yeah, she's scary. She beat you up, Ty.
I know. For what
I know,
about
I would
to say,
love
like,
watching her beat him.
Every
up.
Other woman's tennis player,
yeah,
of this generation, is not.
This
yeah.
is fair. Yes.
That is fair. Yes. That
and
is
she
fair.
She could rip a ball past
but
any
also,
other tennis player. Because...
You play Maria Sharapova and she'll destroy you in tennis. And
well,
she'll
yeah,
whip
but...
a serve at freaking 100 miles an hour, whatever the hell it is. Like, mm-hmm. there's a lot of women's tennis players that are still freaking, like, crazy good.
But they don't
and...
play with the same power that she did.
Yeah, no woman has. And that's what makes her so dominant, man. It's like... There's
and
nobody
also,
that could like even slightly approach her. There's only probably one, maybe two other athletes on this list that can approach her in terms of pure dominance in their sport, which I'll get into. But no, I don't think Ty, you can argue that her dominance
we
compared
hurry
to the
up.
Rest of the field.
We're not
well,
even halfway
yeah,
through
yeah.
Eric's
well,
okay, list.
But also like
it'll repeat
harsh.
A lot too.
It's
so.
Because like for me. Especially like recently, like I don't like the whining and the crying and the, you know, the complaining that she always has been doing.
Hey man, you know, lots of top
and they're
athletes
trying to rig it for her.
Hey man, if you were expecting it. Tom Brady to be in there, he cheated. You know, he doesn't.
Wait till you see my list, Eric. That's
all
right, I'm
we'll
saying.
We'll see. Okay, so at number five, I got Tiger Woods. Modern bias. But greatest golfer of all time. I don't think anyone really argues that.
Until 2013.
I don't think anyone argues that.
You know, he took a ding on legacy.
a huge one.
a very
huge
big
one.
Ding on legacy.
Actually, he took two huge dings on
I
legacy.
I almost actually dropped him out to like number 7, 8, 9, even 10 because of it. But I was just like, he was also so much better than everyone else.
But he's still
like,
the most
crazy.
Recognizable golfer. Like, he still
yeah.
wins. The PGA has this award. It's called, like, Most Impactful Player of the Year. And
yeah.
Tiger Woods still wins it
exactly.
every
right.
year.
And I mean, like, when he came back to, what was it, the Masters last year or 2 years ago? They had a broadcast that was just following him around.
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right. They had the Tiger Cam.
That's it.
So
Fuck it's everybody like, else.
I can't not have him in the
sucked.
Top 10. Yeah, exactly. So you can't not have him in the top 10. But yeah, I don't know. I couldn't place him. Him and Serena Williams, I kept moving around everywhere. So I was just like, I just don't know where to put them because, you know, competition-wise, Serena Williams, you know, competition-wise, like, she was so far ahead of everyone else. But at the same time, you know, like, not as many women's tennis players as there are, like, male soccer players, for example, right? So Pelé, in terms of competition, faced a lot more people. But, yeah, anyways, that was kind of the thinking there. Ahead of him, I have Wayne Gretzky, so at number 4. I think hockey fans, generally speaking, are probably going to be mad with that, I would guess. They probably want him in the top 3, but the 3 guys ahead of him.
Oh, I thought you were going to say outside the top 10.
No, Jesus. You can't put Gretzky out of the top 10.
Okay, Gretzky was like kind of similarly to like Serena Williams, I guess,
yes,
was
just so
dominant for that era. And so,
yeah.
But then you see the goalies, and I think that like I could score on a slap shot from the point against a goalie from 1982.
Yes. So, and that's kind of why he falls out of the top 3. He was just as dominant.
Does that bring into question our biases? Aren't our biases we're at the peak of athlete, not the peak potentially.
We're at the best of what athletes have been in history.
But also that was like, the best of what athletes were in 1985.
Exactly. Right? Yeah, but like we're so much better. Like our athletes would crush these athletes. Like back in the day. No offense. But like just with science, like sports science, like how they're training, they're not smoking darts every day. Like
right.
So like Gretzky you can make an argument for the top, but again, like Ty said, it was just a combination of his competition back then. And also hockey is not played that much. Like you're playing against really good players,
North America,
but your competition isn't the whole world. Your competition is literally North America and Russia, and then a couple countries in Europe, especially when Gretzky was playing.
Yeah,
right. Like basically
Russia,
nobody
basically,
from Europe.
Yeah.
It was basically just Russia and North America. So it's hard. You know, you can even make an argument to put him lower simply based off of the competition aspect. It just depends on how you weight these things. At number 3, to Ty's point about the Olympics and stuff like that, Usain Bolt.
Wow, that's high.
It's crazy, though, because, like, talking about, like, peak athleticism, like, I think Usain Bolt has, like, a bunch of the top 10 fastest 100-meter runs of all time. And everyone else who's in that list was caught doping, right?
Exactly. Like, he's so much better than everyone else. And maybe, you know, it comes out 10 years from now that he was doping or something. I don't know. Pray not.
That would have come out by now. That would have come out by now.
I don't know. Lance Armstrong came out, like, so much later. Dude.
He was still racing, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Whatever. Another
point. Anyways, so yeah, Usain Bolt, so much better than everyone else. We all remember those Olympic videos of him running the 100 meter and then literally like turning around and smiling and looking at them as he fucking ran. And these are the best sprinters of all time, like we said.
And they're
right?
Sick. Like he was running against sick sprinters.
Yeah. And he was old.
And these are the best sprinters ever. Like our sprinters today are way better than everyone else in history. Yeah. And he still like just soared past him. Like his world record could have beaten his world record
and
if he just didn't like do that shit.
And in terms of competition, like you were talking about, like he is competing again, like because sprinting is one of those things where every country gets their best sprinter. Well,
yes,
maybe not, but like for the most part, most countries are getting
their
best
sprinters high
because you can see sprinters from like pretty young age and it's an easy thing to get kids trained in, like, so he's competing against the absolute best and annihilating them. And he did it for a while,
and like his, you know, on the legacy side, you know, all those gold medals, everyone knows Usain Bolt's freaking, you know, his position after winning, like little kids that haven't even watched Usain Bolt you know, race still do the lightning bolt and shit, right? Like his legacy is just far beyond even what he's already accomplished. So he's at number 3. Number 2, Lionel Messi.
That's Eric's boy.
He's my boy, but also I don't think you can deny the fact that he's the best soccer player of all time by far. Like, I think Messi's dominance over the second best soccer player of all time is similar to like a Gretzky or a, I don't know, freaking, you know, Simone Biles, Serena Williams level. Like,
he's been Ronaldo doesn't have a cup yet, so he doesn't have a World Cup. So that's the difference between.
No, I don't even think we're. I mean, Ronaldo.
Nick's trying to say Ronaldo's the best soccer player.
Yeah, no, he's the second best.
And the second nonsense. Best, yeah.
And even if he didn't have a World Cup, he'd still be the best. Like, Messi was the perfect combination of both being the best goal scorer of all time and best playmaker of all time at the same time in the most competitive era in soccer history. Nobody's ever done that. Pelé, Maradona, they were either the best goal scorers, the best playmakers, Zinedine Zidane, Ronaldo, whatever, but Messi was doing both at the exact same time. Never
Eric
happened, never will happen.
Eric shed a tear when he won the
couple of almost cried when Messi won. And I was with Martin, and it was glorious, and we were screaming, and it was great.
What a game that was. I just want to take a step back. That was, like, fucking
the
insanity.
Game of games. The game, of games.
And it's the one Messi won.
And it's also funny because Eric was talking shit about Mbappe. All this guy does is run fast. And then within moments of him saying that, the guy scores two goals.
All I said was he runs really fast and he's a good shooter. And all he did in those plays was be a good shooter and run fast. So you know what? I think I was right.
All right.
Okay, number one.
Here we go.
Greatest athlete
drum roll
of all time. Michael Phelps.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
He's not even on my list.
What? What? Are you serious?
He's an honorable mention.
This man won like more gold medals than anyone in Olympics history.
My list is significantly different than yours.
Damn, this is crazy. Okay. I'm amazed that you did not have Michael Phelps. Most gold medals in Olympics history, dominated everyone in like by far, wasn't even freaking close. Just won every single race he was in, every gold medal. No athlete has ever done that. Serena Williams lost competitions. Messi's lost competitions. Usain Bolt didn't win gold every single race ever. Phelps won gold medals in literally every single freaking thing he did. It was insane. It'll never be repeated again.
He's also a freak of nature, too. Eh?
He's a freak of nature. Like, his biology, like, his lactic acid shit, like, all that crap that people talk about is insane. It'll never be repeated. Michael Phelps, greatest athlete of all time.
Fair enough.
All right. Who wants to go second? Should we go Nick?
He did have that famous photo of him looking back at the guy.
Yeah, exactly. Him, too. Mm-hmm. Him and Usain Bolt, both. Just looking back at their competition.
But unlike Usain Bolt,
the one guy was looking forward at him.
He's running against the best because it's easy to find the best sprinters. It's not as easy to find the best swimmers. Find a pool. You have to.
His thing was just most gold medals of all time. You can't. You know what I mean? Like he just dominated. It was crazy. I can see arguments for others. I'm not saying Michael Phelps is guaranteed.
Swimming is by far one of the hardest sports, so it is fair you can put him up there for that.
The fact that his exactly. That's also a point too. It's like his biology allowed him to do this shit.
Yeah.
Is crazy in itself. Yeah. Him and Usain Bolt, like that's why they're like playing in some of the most individualistic sports you can play in, along with tennis, obviously. And stuff, and boxing as well, like golf, same thing. Like you're on your own in those instances, so makes it even more impressive.
You can go second. I'll go third, and then Nick will go last. Yeah.
Okay, I'll go with honorable mentions first. You got Bobby Orr, Michael Phelps, Babe Ruth, Rafa, LeBron.
Yeah.
Here's where hockey people are gonna start hating me. Crosby.
Oh, that's okay. I like
Wayne Gretzky.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, that's a hot take. Okay, all right,
and
all right.
Muhammad Ali is.
Oh.
They're all outside. Boy. They're all outside the top 10.
Okay, yours is
and
different than mine.
I have a boxer as number one. Sneak peek.
What? Mike Tyson? What?
No. So number 10 is Tom Brady. By far the best quarterback. of all time, most Super Bowls of all time. He has more Super Bowls than a bunch of teams. Like, it's nuts. Like,
it's just like the most. He's like the most clutch player.
Yeah.
Ever. Yeah. You want to give him the ball in the hands with the game on the line.
Because and the crazy find thing a way is, to win. He had his team had a shit year. He went through a divorce, and no one would be too surprised if they at least went to the finals.
they had a shit year, though. I'll be honest.
He had a really bad year.
He wasn't great for a lot of it.
But let's say he comes back next year to a good team, because Tampa Bay actually sucks. Like, the team's not very good. Let's say he goes to an actual good team, like San Fran. If he actually went to San Fran, no one would be surprised if he went to the Cup final next year, which would be nuts. He'd be 45. But, okay, on to the next. Serena is number 9.
Okay, yep.
Same fair. Reasons Eric Stead, fair most rating. Dominant. And only my only tennis player in the top 10. Number 8, I have Gordie Howe.
What?
Not because he is...
What did you just say?
Okay. The best hockey player of all time, but this guy played forever and was dominant.
Longevity. He had gray hair while he was still playing. Yeah.
Time. This guy was dominant for a very long time. And
oh Lord, what's going on there, Martin?
Fuck, man.
Earthquake in Martin's house.
Jeez. And for a long time he was the best of his generation. Like for a long time, he was the best in the NHL while playing.
So are you saying he's a greater... He's
just like a really good athlete.
But are you saying he's the GOAT of hockey then?
No.
That doesn't make any sense. I don't know.
But he is the GOAT of hockey athletes.
I don't know.
Not the GOAT hockey skill. GOAT of hockey athletes.
I don't know. Yes. Debatable if that makes any sense at all. But we'll allow it for now.
At number 6. At number 7, I have Pele.
Okay, fair.
Pele. At number 6, for similar reasons, Eric had Pele up there, second best soccer player of all time. Literally, it's arguably part of the reason the soccer changed as a sport. Yeah. Like, it became more technical with Pele. And yep. He literally played in a generation of soccer where people were legitimately trying to destroy his ankles.
Yeah.
And he didn't have destroyed ankles. It's nuts.
Brazil arguably like fashioned the whole like,
yeah,
you know, like stuff, modern football, you know, exactly. Skill, like, you know,
stuff era, Pele basically. Pretty much
Pele.
Oh my goodness.
Literally invented is still used today, yeah. In soccer, like normal skills that we think as normal ball skills. He literally basically invented
or popularized, we can
popularized
say. Yeah,
at used in games basically. Next at number 6 is Usain Bolt, for similar reasons Eric said. And then number 5 is Lionel Messi, for similar reasons.
Out of the top 3. Okay.
Similar reasons Eric
that,
had
that
him.
Just made Eric that made Eric's night.
I'm triggered. I mean, still top 5, pretty good. And then number 4, who Eric didn't even have on his radar. But Eric should know. Eric and Ty should both know who this is. He is the best athlete right now and has been for the past 3 years. So I think that's long enough to be a top athlete of all time, and that is Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, my God. You're so ridiculous.
Dude!
No. You are obsessed with this guy.
You like, are man, absurd.
He's so good.
You are absurd.
He's so good.
That is
he's
the
so
most
good.
Absurd thing I've ever heard.
So good.
He's maybe amazing. In 10 years, you can put him in there.
If he, 5 years. If he is the same this year,
it's a big
which end. Would be 4 years in a row of being the top baseball player by leaps and bounds. And there's talking about competition he's against. Baseball is one of like the highest, like there's a lot of people that play baseball, so you're competing against a lot of people. And he is leaps and bounds the best. And they have to find excuses not to vote him MVP for the past 3 years.
Well, because Aaron Judge was really good last
year. Aaron Judge was really good, but Shohei did exactly what he did the year before when he won the MVP.
But it's also, I mean, say what you want about, you know, the team's success, but the rest of
his team sucks. His team does suck, obviously, but
I don't.
Baseball is one of those
sports
where
maybe you can put him like 9-10.
The guy hasn't won anything. Like when I look at like top athletes, I think of like their
but if he was on the Yankees, he would have won. The Yankees probably would have won this year.
Can't completely put team against these guys. I agree with Martin on that. It's great to see.
Especially baseball, which is like the most, like when he's pitching once every 5 days, and when he's hitting, like he only hits like four times a game.
I mean, it is. To be fair, the MLB did make rules so that Shohei can succeed. As like, you know what I mean? Like the MLB like made rules specifically for him.
Yeah.
Because he's that good and that brings in that much, you know.
Also, that remember that video I quoted, like told you guys to watch before, or Luke pointed out to me that video was nuts. He has to like be at the field like 10 hours early per game day, and baseball players play every day. It's nuts. It's absolutely insane. Okay, on to the top three.
You're insane.
I have Tiger Woods at number three.
Okay, that's fair.
He's the best golfer of all time by a lot, and there's been really good golfers like Jack Nicklaus, really good.
You're really good.
The Shark's really good. No. And
Martin hits an 80, so
there's
sick.
And there's a lot of golfers. Like, he's competing against a decent amount of people. Not everybody obviously gets a chance in golf, and Tiger almost didn't get a chance. But he's been so dominant. He was so dominant for so long. It was nuts. And then Eric's honorable mention is my number two. Is Michael Jordan. Best basketball player of all time, most dominant during his time, talking about winning cups, has won a lot of them in the NBA.
Six.
And outside the NBA with the Toon Squad.
Yes.
Forget that one.
And
that's true. That is the most important one, arguably.
Mm-hmm.
And Jordan like semi-changed
save the world
basketball for the next generation.
Popularized it in China.
Yeah, like he's
brought
just
it to the world. Yeah.
And someone Eric didn't even
greatest
mention.
Shoe brand of all time.
Here we go. Manny Pacquiao. Sorry.
Continue.
Someone Eric didn't even mention. He plays the hardest sport that exists, allegedly. I've never played it, so I don't know. And that would be Sugar Ray.
What?
Sugar Ray is the best athlete of all time on my list. Sugar Ray Robinson, the best boxer of all time.
Not to be confused with Sugar Sean O'Malley.
Do you even know who Sugar Ray is?
I don't.
He was a boxer from 1940.
I know who he is, but if you like, he wasn't even on my radar. I'm gonna be quite honest. But I also went through like 10 people's greatest like 50 athletes of all time, and he appeared on some of those too. So that's interesting. What's your argument for him?
Well, he's regarded by many as the best boxer of all time. And if you look at boxing as one of the hardest sports,
sure.
Him being the best at it, considered the best when there's been so many greats like Ali, like Floyd, like I'm missing one other guy, not a boxing aficionado, but there's been
Manny
so many
Pacquiao.
I don't even think
Mike Tyson,
that is who I was trying to think of. So if you're considered the best out of those guys, that's, you gotta be pretty damn good. And like I just said, boxing is one of the hardest sports, so that was kind of the reasoning behind that.
Okay, I can I don't know.
That's a strange one, Martin. I have no idea.
I think there was how much sugar wild swings in that. I think there was two wild swings in that, and and you almost have a better chance of arguing your number one than you do your number five. Like that was
Martin. Like
Ohtani,
who was your
take?
Okay. But your number one. How much Sugar Ray Robinson fights have you watched? How many to determine that he was the best boxer of all time?
Good point.
Absolutely, yeah,
the best athlete of all time.
Considering he fought in the 40s to the 50s.
What, Martin? You were negative 40 years old at the time? Yeah.
Come on. Alrighty, I'm going
to
go.
Martin's parents were in
debt. I didn't realize we had to watch game film to decide this list.
I don't know.
That's a strange one, Martin. That's literally out of left field. Who the fuck?
Man. Yeah.
What were the odds on Martin saying
that? More out of left field than anything I said. Yeah. Shohei Ohtani and Sugar Ray are way more out of left field than anything I said.
Shohei, if he continues on for like three more years, he'll be the greatest athlete.
I also don't know anything about baseball. So I even put in my notes here, honorable mention, anyone in baseball since I don't know shit.
It's pretty impressive what Ohtani's doing. I'm not going to lie.
He hits them at elite levels.
He hits really well. He pitches, you know, really well as well. Like he's a top pitcher, you know.
Isn't he the best pitcher on his team? Because baseball is a huge stat sport and he's like top 3 for like the
it's tough
three
to say.
Bet. Stats for both in the league.
It's tough to say about his pitching though, because like for me at least, like he gets a lot of strikeouts and he throws the ball really hard, but you know, I guess that's
all I'm gonna say is there's a reason why they can play 365 games a year.
Yes.
Yeah.
What would they
can't
do?
Consider them an athlete. You know? You could be 400 pounds and play baseball.
But he's not. That's the thing. Ohtani is not.
One of the best pitchers isn't he?
What? Who?
CC. Are you talking about CC?
Bartolo Colon?
Bartolo Colon was like 45.
That guy's an athlete.
A unit. Okay, I'm going to go now. Okay?
All right, Ty. And we got to speed things up if we're going to
realize that you would consider Joey Chestnut here. He's definitely my honorable mention.
Okay,
I'm glad I
put him on your guys' radar.
Because that guy is a champ. That guy impresses me every single time. Fuck, that glizzy gobbling. Holy shit.
He ate 72 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
That's insanity.
That is insanity. Takes me like 10 minutes to eat like 3 hot dogs. So, anyways,
okay. At number 10, I have Tiger Woods. Okay. The reason why he's number 10 for me is just the shit that happened over the past 10 years for him. Fair. Right. He was the best golfer of all time. And then, you know, whatever happened, the drunk driving caught with another woman ruined
his legacy.
Got kind of ruined.
Legacy tarnished. And his golfing was just shit. But like Martin said, the impact he had. You can't top that, I don't think, ever. Because, again, he's shit now. His back doesn't work. He has one working leg after, you know, he broke both of them in a car accident, had to be airlifted out, right? The guy can barely walk, barely hit the ball anymore. And they still have a camera following him at every single tournament he plays in, right? It was pretty impressive as well. It was a great story, I think, that...
His recovery,
and like maybe like 3 years ago when he won a major tournament, whichever one that was, I don't know. I don't want to know. Martin will be able to tell me, but you know that was craziness, right? It came out of nowhere.
Number nine,
I have Wayne Gretzky. I think he would be a lot higher. I saw something pretty crazy actually. The reason why I put him on my list is something pretty crazy. Like, say what you want about the time, but if you look on his hockey DB or his elite prospects or something like that, that, you know, it shows his youth stats, his junior stats, the guy had like 350 points as a 15-year-old, right? In whatever league he played. It was fucking insane.
Yeah. It was
poor
stupid.
Goalies, poor kids who had to play against him. You know, that just shows you how much better he is than every other person he played with.
Yeah. Right? It wasn't even
and
close.
Say what you want again about the quality of play back then, you know, and say what you want about him because of that, But he's the best hockey player of all time.
And they also tried to kill you back in those days,
right,
too.
Right, right. Yeah. That's why he had Marty McSorley with him every shift, right? But yeah. Totally different game, but he was head over heels the best player there. Eight, I have Pelé. We talked enough about him.
Yeah.
You know, I don't watch soccer that much, the history of it, but I know his legacy and, you know, growing the game and how important he was for soccer or football, depending on where you are. That he would be at number eight for me, but you know, it's tough for me to say football. You know what he did, because I don't really know it all, but I read his biography.
Right. He has like a book, it's a couple hundred pages. It's really good, actually. Great read. He's really cocky, which I kind of love.
Oh,
but anyways, sorry, continue.
Well, Pelé?
Okay,
yeah, super cocky.
Here's a new one that no one said yet.
Okay,
I don't know if you guys are gonna like this one. George St. Pierre, UFC fighter.
Ooh. Is he even the best UFC fighter?
Yeah, he is the best UFC fighter.
I think people tend to argue he was.
And the career he had and the longevity he had, and he even came back for after retiring for 5 years and just beat the shit out of the guy for the title. You know, I'm not even a UFC guy, right? Yeah. But I would watch his fights, right?
I didn't even consider UFC. Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
And you think of that sport, like if you can even call it a sport, right? Like you're fucking beating the shit out of somebody, yeah. Right?
I guess we'll call it sport.
I think he only lost. I briefly looked up his stats while I was making this list. I think he lost two fights in his career. Right, in his UFC career, I think he won like 35, and he was like the undisputed champion. If anyone tried to, you know, fight him for the belts, he would just beat the shit out of them. Right, so George St. Pierre, now he does Bet99 commercials. Maybe you'll see him there.
That's the real important part of his legacy.
Number six, I have Lionel Messi. Talked enough about him.
Yep.
Number five, Roger Federer is my tennis player in my top 10.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
And I think I think you could.
I don't argue that.
You could put him, Nadal, Djokovic together.
I don't know if Djokovic.
Yeah.
He's like he's probably like just behind. But anyways.
Right. Yeah. Well, Djokovic, I think, still has longer of a career. Still has a little bit of a career ahead of him.
He's got
right.
years left. Yeah.
But Federer recently retired. But I think that he was my favorite tennis player to watch, and I mean. Every single time that they would play, it would be Federer versus Nadal or Federer versus Djokovic or Djokovic versus Nadal in a finals, right? Like those were always,
it was always
great,
guys.
Great games, right?
Yep.
In the finals of a major. I love watching Roger Federer. That's why he was my favorite of those three for sure. That's why he's in my top five, because he did have a great career and a long career, right? And it's going to be sad to not see him anymore.
Oh, number another four. Honorable mention of mine is Christine Sinclair.
Oh, that's a good one for Canadian soccer fans.
Yeah, I had to toss her in there. You know,
I got Usain Bolt at four.
A woman? She's
not even the best woman soccer player.
Hey, shut up, Mark. Don't talk. I got Usain Bolt at four, again, because of just how crazy he is. Like, in a sport that's had so much doping, right? For an athlete to hold all the records while playing. So we think at least clean, right? And he holds the records and was just so dominant in what, three or four Olympics?
Yeah.
You don't see that ever.
Everyone.
Right. You just killed everybody. He would run
crazy
100 meters, smoke the competition. Yeah. And was just a fun guy to watch, right? Guy to easy to cheer for.
Oh, you remember crazy. when he got run over at the one Olympics
by the guy on the thing? Yeah,
I thought he was done. I watched that live and I was like, he just broke his ankle. He just broke Usain Bolt's ankle. Could you imagine if that had a... And he just popped right back up. It's like,
popped up and like gave the guy a hug.
Imagine it's just Olympic career ruin.
Yeah, that would be nuts.
That would be nuts. And then he wouldn't be considered on this list.
Nope.
Yep. I got Muhammad Ali number three. Pretty high up. Can't say I watch a lot of boxing, but talking about legacies, talking about winning, talking about, you know... The importance of them to the sport. He's number three for me. Similarly, I got Michael Jordan at two.
Wow, exact same.
Damn, is it really that much of a hot take to not have him on there?
I think so, but think so. Martin's list is strange. At number
one. Okay, I'm gonna. On Sugar Ray.
No, okay, I don't want to hear it.
Well, we'll hear it after Nick goes because we don't have a lot of time.
At number one, I have Tom Brady, who wasn't on Eric's list. What?
Get out of here.
That's too high. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
I was just like, the guy's the garbage. The guy is the undisputed GOAT of football.
Nonsense.
Undisputed GOAT of football.
I feel like there is dispute, though. Like, you just don't talk enough.
There's people that think like Bo Jackson. There's people that go
No. Tom Brady being the, like,
he's the biggest name, but I mean,
no, he's done it, and he's still doing it at what, 44, 45?
Yes.
Right? And the winning, the legacy he'll have in football, the dominance of the sport that he had and still has at this point, like,
it's a North American sport, though.
Okay, whatever.
No world.
I'd probably agree with you if he didn't cheat. That's the only thing.
He didn't cheat. He did cheat. But how does deflating a football make a difference?
It does. Like, it allows you to catch it better.
Listen, yeah. I think that's
complicit. he knows the difference between, he's thrown enough footballs to know the difference between
would 100%
hundreds
of
thousands of footballs. He knows.
But wouldn't the other team also know? Like, that's the biggest thing with that cheating. Wasn't the other team also getting the benefit of the deflated
balls? No, I think because they change the balls all the time, right? So I think like they probably gave Tom Brady
his deflated ball when he's throwing, and then
really they were that, because isn't it an NFL official?
No, because what would happen is, I guess, like, one of the stadium people would come and give the ball to the ref, right? The refs
How
don't pull the balls on their
that
ass.
Ball boy get? So there must be
how,
a huge,
but you think about how would they even? Maybe they would even know. Like, you think of, like,
yeah, the ball boy might not.
They probably just give them the balls and say, "Hey, give the balls to the ref."
Yeah, but then at that point, then both teams are getting the same balls. They'd all be deflated for the game. Because it'd have to be the ball boy switching the ball.
But it also depends on your strategy, too. Like, if you're running the ball, if you're, the team you're playing against is running the ball.
Even more, the ball boy has to change the ball, though.
I'm pretty sure they had enough money on the side to pay off the ball boy.
For sure. Yeah. I'm just saying, this ball boy got...
Okay.
God's life.
He's number one for me.
Nonsense.
He's the GOAT.
Almost as bad as Martin Sugar Ray.
Oh, man. Sugar Ray is
almost
way
as bad.
Let's wait to hear Nick's before you talk, okay?
How's that not worse, Eric? You didn't even have it in your top 10.
I didn't have either of them in my top 10.
Okay.
Nick, you go.
This is probably the least ridiculous out of all of these. Honestly.
Okay, here we go. Lisa, he's starting off saying this is the least ridiculous.
So it's going to be the most
Andre Fleury.
Okay. No, well, I'm just going to give some shout-outs. Shout-out best Toskal and Fleury, you know, Fleury's best player of all time. As Tosca liked my Instagram post. Shout out him. Shout out Luka Doncic. He's a favorite basketball player right now. Oh. Shout out Nick the goalie, friend of the show. Probably best beer league hockey goalie in the world. Shout out my twin, Nick Suzuki. All right, so I've got the honorable mentions here. All right, so I have Ovechkin.
At what?
Best goal scorer.
No,
best goal scorer of all time.
Oh, okay.
Mike Tyson.
Fair.
Sean White.
Tony Hawk. I like that. I almost put Tony Hawk. I was going to put him on my own.
These are good, Nick. Okay, you know what? That's okay.
Yeah, I like these.
So Tom Brady. If he wasn't a cheater, he'd be in my top 10. John Cena. Definitely. Jake Paul. You know.
Signed
to Cleveland Browns. Sixth highest earning athlete under 25. I think, yeah, you know, honorable mention for him. and then Happy Gilmore, my honorable mention fictional character.
Oh my God.
I like that.
All right. So, top 10. Here we go. I have 10. Serena Williams.
Okay.
That's like fine.
Number 9, Bruce Lee.
Is he an athlete?
Bruce Lee was actually on quite a few top 50 lists that I looked at. He was on like at least half of them. So, but no. Nonsense.
I think so.
Wait, what's your argument for Bruce Lee at number 9?
Bruce Lee,
explain.
Okay. When you think of anything martial arts, you think of Bruce Lee.
Yeah, but what does he
want?
That's
the first thing. he doesn't have to win anything.
Marketing. Just marketing.
Yeah, he's the biggest name.
Actually, when I think of martial arts, I think Jackie Chan, to be honest. But
oh yeah, Jackie Chan too. Anyways, number eight, Michael Phelps.
Okay.
A lot of these, some of these have been repeated. Seven, Floyd Mayweather.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah. Even though he tied to Logan Paul, I'm just gonna put that. You know.
No. That cannot there. Be ignored.
He
tied a dude that started boxing like 3 years ago.
Okay, well, there's some people say it was fixed, so I don't know. I'm just
okay. That's so when Nick said this is going to be the least ridiculous list, he meant the most.
The most ridiculous.
Usain Bolt.
Okay. Back on track.
I think, he's definitely a big name, big on the list for sure. Okay, so here's top five.
Oh, no.
Got number five, Connor McDavid.
Oh my god. Are you kidding me?
10 billion times better than any other hockey player right now. And way better than Gretzky for sure. 100% comparably.
But what has he won?
He will win a lot, but right now he's definitely win like a lot. Since he's came to the league.
This is as bad as the Ohtani pick, to be honest.
No, this is 100%. I'm surprised none of you.
Ohtani's better than McDavid. Sorry, end of story.
I
also don't know about that, but we'll get into that debate after. Yeah, Nick, continue.
All right, number four, Tiger Woods.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Fair. That's all right.
That's okay.
Number three, Kobe Bryant.
Okay. backwards again.
Kobe Bryant isn't even top three basketball player of all time.
Okay.
What?
When people make a shot into anything in any garbage can, they say Kobe. So, I mean,
I feel like that's our generation.
Legacy is high. Legacy Kobe is high.
Definitely high.
Yeah, legacy is high.
I went based off legacy and comparing them to the rest of their competition. A little bit of both. Number two, Messi.
Okay, I like it.
There we go.
And then back on track. Number one. Multi-sport athlete Michael Jordan.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
The Knicks list was like random shit, and then
there's like a couple like sensible Bruce picks, Lee. and then Kobe Bryant at number two or number three, whatever the fuck.
Well, Michael Jordan, three. You know, basketball. That's that. You know, he's like the greatest. And then you have number two. He was a professional baseball player, and then number three within the same world of basketball, he led the Toon Squad to the championship, got them back on their feet. So definitely
save the world, save the Looney Tunes.
Save the world.
And then he inspired the next generation of, you know, like the LeBrons. You know, LeBron went on to do the same thing with the Toon Squad as well. So
he definitely inspired. He helped.
He definitely
Jordan
followed
definitely Michael inspired Jordan. LeBron for sure.
So how are you going to argue Kobe is better than LeBron? Let's start with this.
All right. Well, if you're taking both of them and then you're saying, okay, put them in a 3-point competition, who you got? It's definitely Kobe for sure. 100%.
I mean, I don't want to pull up the stats because
1v1, Kobe's going to beat him.
100%. You don't when you throw when you a, when you much, roll up a piece of paper and try to throw it in the garbage bin, you don't say LeBron, you say
yeah, no, you don't.
So basically your only argument is the throwing the paper in the garbage. there's no other rationality Kobe. Because LeBron was better than Kobe basically since he entered the league.
No, I think that's just recency bias.
No.
I think that's recency bias.
Not recency bias.
No.
Rest in peace, Kobe, by the way.
Rest in peace. Still top five basketball player of all time, probably.
Their peak, not peaks, but like in form time definitely coincided a little bit together.
A lot.
LeBron.
Yeah, no, it was
LeBron
the
was way better.
LeBron was better.
You can argue Kobe prices, wasn't even the best player on the Lakers. It was LeBron Shaquille. Was
Shaquille,
at least for a couple years, like you could definitely make the argument that Shaquille O'Neal was better than Kobe Bryant, right?
Anyway, I gotta go soon, so wrap up your thoughts here. We got right. 5 minutes.
Okay. Sugar
so,
Ray.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
Sugar Ray, won 109 fights by knockout alone.
Okay.
That's impressive as fuck. He shot, he fought in 200. So he won over 50% of his fights.
By knockout.
By knockout.
60% almost, yeah.
60%.
55%, yeah.
He only lost 19 fights of those 200.
Hey, that's 19 L's. Michael Jordan didn't lose a finals once. I don't know.
Jake Paul hasn't lost a fight.
I didn't even have Michael Jordan in my top 10.
I'm just saying, like, that's 109 knockouts is absolutely insane. That's nuts.
I think the biggest person to not be on someone's list was Michael Jordan on Eric's, because he was number one on mine and number two on Ty's.
Two on both of ours.
Yeah. Well, yeah, two on both yours and one on mine. And yeah. So
Eric not having Michael Jordan is actually a big L on Eric.
Who do I take off my list from Michael Jordan? Who?
Joey Chestnut, for sure.
I didn't have Joey Chestnut on my list.
He's an honorable mention.
I can't take off Phelps. I can't take off Messi. I can't take off Bolt. Can't take off Gretzky. I can't take off Woods. Serena Williams was more dominant to the next best female player compared to Jordan to his. Muhammad Ali, maybe. Pele, can't.
Simone Biles, can't.
Rafael Nadal. Biles off.
Ty, no. You're sexist.
You could take off Nadal for Jordan.
Where was your woman? Who's the woman on your list?
Who was the woman on
Serena,
your list?
I got nothing. I got
You know what? I take it back. You know what? No, I don't. I don't.
No, Nadal. You made your list. You made your list. You made your list bed. Now
set.
Lay in it.
You're set in
My
stone.
List is set. You know what? I'm going to double down.
His
double
list
down
is set.
Double down and post all our lists on the Instagram.
Tell Eric what his is on Instagram.
Everyone send their list after and I'll post them on the story.
All right.
But actually, I'm not going to do that because I want them to listen to the podcast, and they're not going to listen
after the podcast comes.
After the podcast is posted, we can post. Make a big post.
No, I'm going to make one story. I'm going to make one story and say here are the hot takes that are on people's lists, and I'm going to put Martin with Shohei Ohtani and Sugar Ray at number one.
Nick
Chalet is going to be who was his ridiculous one? And
he had a couple. He had like four.
Bruce Lee.
And who else did he have? He had someone else.
And then Ty didn't have a woman, ridiculous. So he's gonna get canceled for that.
Connor McDavid should be on the
Connor
list.
Connor McDavid was pretty ridiculous too.
Honestly, we're gonna get canceled for only having one. Oh,
Ty
Eric
didn't have
had two.
One.
Listen,
Eric only had two.
No more debating.
Hey, I had Christine Sinclair honorable mention.
Stop it. Quiet. We gotta go. I'm cutting it here.
We don't have anywhere to go. I want to hear one last thing. Martin said Shohei Ohtani's better than Connor McDavid. Has a better justification at number like 5 or whatever compared to Connor McDavid and Nick's list. I want to hear his justification for that.
McDavid's
and then we can
5 on mine.
Yeah, there you go.
Shohei's 4 on mine, actually.
Okay, and whatever. Make your justification for that nonsense.
Because Shohei, like, it's just the way baseball works, right? You're not supposed to be good at both. Like, normally, because at a young age, they'll put you into one because it's so hard to be good at both. So here's the biggest thing. Pitchers and batters show up to the game, show up on game days 6 hours early, is my understanding. And Shohei, on a day he pitches, he does both. So is he showing up 12 hours early? So he literally finishes a game.
Goes
to bed
and wakes up.
And wakes up and goes to the field on a day he pitches. That's insane.
He's getting paid a lot of money.
Connor McDavid, there's no way he does that. He's played around in his fucking same socks that he's wearing.
Yeah, that's a joke.
It's a one-man team, though. The Edmonton McDavid's over there.
Yeah, but even still, he made it two rounds in the playoffs. Shohei, to be fair, hasn't made the playoffs at all, but that's because
the
Angels suck.
Edmonton Oilers suck too. And don't get me wrong, Connor McDavid doesn't belong on a top 10 at all. But
yeah,
in 2026, when he comes to the Leafs, they'll be winning the cup.
It's dynasty, the McDavid dynasty in 2026. Yeah.
The main thing is Shohei does two things, and I believe we've talked about this before. The one of the hardest things in sports is hitting a fastball. And Shohei not only throws one of the fastest balls, he also can hit the fucking fastball out of the park, and he does it all the time. It's nuts.
Okay, Martin, you know what?
But and that's I enough. Can say, if he did it for another 5 years, fine, put him on a top.
The problem is he might not do it. He's done it for 3 years now. Well, he's been in the league, what, 5 or 6? And he's done both the whole time he's been in the
league. Well, no, he got injured 1 year and he couldn't pitch.
And that's the problem. He might get sewered by injuries, and it could be unfortunate. But if he does do it for even 2 more years, he'll be further up the list.
Listen, we've hit my cutoff. I'm cutting it here.
Okay.
No more thoughts. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thank you.
Take care.
We might continue this debate later.
Thank you everyone for tuning into this week's episode. We love and appreciate each listener that sticks around to the end. With that comes reminders to leave a review, press follow on those streaming platforms, and make sure to head over to Instagram to follow Talking Hockey. We're on the road to 30K, and we can't wait to continue to build our audience. Luke, Eric, Ty, and Martin signing off. We'll see you all next week.